CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 1st of June. Here are the main news headlines. Volunteers Week begins tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of June. Be part of the RSGB's 2025 convention and put the date in your diary now. Don't miss tomorrow's Tonight at 8 webinar on Morse code. Volunteer Week 2025 begins tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of June. As part of this national event, the RSGB will share a number of volunteer stories on its website and social media channels to recognise their hard work and contribution. Go to rsgb.org/volunteersweek to find out what inspires people to get involved and what they gain from volunteering. During the week, the Society will also release a video about the volunteer team at the RSGB National Radio Centre, where they welcome over 80,000 visitors every year. If there is a volunteer you'd like to thank or you'd like to share your own volunteering story, please add a comment on the daily social media content that the RSGB will be posting on Facebook and X. You can also read about a few of the RSGB's amazing volunteers in the July edition of Radcom. Whether a volunteer's involvement is behind the scenes or front and centre, the RSGB would like you to know that your work makes a real difference, not only to the Society but to every radio amateur who benefits from your efforts. The RSGB is delighted to announce that its annual convention takes place on the 10th to the 12th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Whether you want to discover something new, learn more about an aspect of amateur radio, or progress and develop your skills, you'll find something at the RSGB 2025 convention to explore and enjoy. The Society is giving you the chance to help shape this year's programme by suggesting a presentation, topic, a practical session or a project. Are you involved in some new research or an interesting project that will take amateur radio to new audiences? Have you helped to make amateur radio more accessible to people with different abilities? Or have you heard a brilliant speaker who inspired you? Get involved by sending your proposals to convention@rsgb.org.uk. If you've never been to an RSGB convention or you'd like a reminder of what happened in 2004, go to the YouTube, the RSGB, and choose from the wide selection of presentations and videos from last year. The Society is pleased that the AMSAT UK will once again be holding its colloquium at the convention. Don't forget to join the RSGB for the next Tonight at 8 webinar, which will be going live tomorrow, the 2nd of June. The presentation will include an introduction to Morse code, how to start learning the different types of Morse keys and the Achilles heels that can occur when you're learning this mode. The webinar will be live streamed on the Society's YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch and ask questions live. Go to learn more to rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB National Radio Centre will be involved in a radio sked as part of the opening ceremony for the Enter Technology Museum in Switzerland on Saturday the 7th of June. The museum is opening a radio room that will operate the amateur radio station HB9E. Volunteers from the NRC will be operating GB3RS to deliver the first radio message in the sked, which is scheduled for 11:45 CET on the 40 or 20 metre bands using SSB. Find out more about the ENTER, that's ENTER, museum by going to enter.ch. Radio amateurs have long been interested in the mystery and phenomenon of spy communications, and many will be aware of the number stations. If you'd like to discover more on this topic, you can attend a talk at Bletchley Park on Saturday the 28th of June. RSGB National Radio Centre volunteer Paul Beaumont, G7VAK, will be delivering the engaging session on number station 1950 to the present. He'll look at the modes used, the different styles of sending, and will present several examples where number stations were used and stated in the prosecution of the recipients. The session is being delivered as part of the RSGB's ongoing strategy to promote amateur radio to wider audiences RSGB members who'd like to attend the talk can have a 10% discount, reducing the price to £14.40. Find out more, go to the Bletchley Park What's On webpages via bletchleypark.org.uk. The May 2025 edition of Radcom Basics is now available. Radcom Basics is aimed at new amateurs and those who are wishing to refresh their skills and knowledge. Among others, this edition contains articles to help you learn about getting the maximum signals to an antenna, constructing on 80-metre and 80-metre band receiver, and making an audio amplifier. To access Radcom publications, visit rsgb.org/radcom. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk no later than 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Spalding and District. Now for details of rally and events. Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual radio rally takes place today, the 1st of June. The venue is Spalding Rugby and Football Club, Centenary Park, Drain Bank North, Spalding in Links. Free car parking available, as well as traders on-site catering and a bar. For more information, go to sdars.org.uk. Mendip's Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 8th of June at Farringdon Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farringdon, Gurney. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. Free parking and refreshments available. More details, Luke, on 07870 168197. Saturday the 14th of June, the Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally will take place at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden, Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open 10 a.m, entry £3. Usual traders and caterers will be in attendance. Plenty free parking available. More information from Martin Shaw on 07587 709006, or email rally.radars@hotmail.com. Special event news. Special event call sign HS30DXA is active until the 21st of June, commemorating the 30th anniversary of the Thailand DX Association. Look for activity on all HF bands, 2-metre band and the amateur radio satellites, QSL HS6MYW. In celebration of this year's German World Heritage Day, special call sign DM0LIMES is active until the 1st of July. The Limes was the borderline of the Roman Empire at its greatest extent. In 2005, the remnants of the Upper German Rhaetian Limes were inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List as frontiers of the Roman Empire. Station was spotted recently on the 40-metre band using SSB, QSL via the Bureau and EQSL. DX News. Morton LA9GY is active as 3DA0GY from Eswatini until tomorrow the 2nd. He'll operate CW and some SSB with a focus on 20, 15 and 10 metres. He may also be active on the 80, 40, 30, 17 and 12 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to Morton's home call. Roland F8EN, or Roland F8EN, has extended his stay in Gabon and now expects to be operating TR8CR until the middle of June. He operates CW only, QSL F6AJA. Contest news. Tomorrow the 2nd RSGB 80-metre Club Championship Data Contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using RITI. And PSK 63 on the 80-metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 3rd, RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, using FM on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also, Tuesday the 3rd, RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 4th, RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also the same day, 144 FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 FT8 on the 2-metre band, exchanges report and four character locator. If you're in one, you can join the other. The IARU ATV contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 7th and ends at 1800 UTC on Sunday the 8th of June. Using TV on the 70 SEMS band and up, the exchange's picture quality, serial number, 4-digital code and locator. The UK 6-metre group summer contest starts 1300 UTC on Saturday the 7th, ends 1300 UTC Sunday the 8th. Using all modes on the 6-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and group member number. RSGB National Field Day starts 1500 UTC Saturday the 7th, ends at 1500 UTC Sunday the 8th. CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, exchange a signal report and serial number. The ARRL International Digital Contest starts 1800 UTC on Saturday the 7th and ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 8th. Using digital modes, 160 to 6 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange is your four-character locator. Sunday the 8th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 0900 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 23, 13 and 9 centimetre bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And lastly, the radio propagation report. They write, last week's high-speed solar wind from a massive coronal hole on the sun took its toll on the HF band. However, this week has been a bit better. Another coronal hole running diagonally across the sun has been emitting particles that have pushed the KP index up to a maximum of 6.67, which puts us into visible aurora territory. Nevertheless, MECDX has been worked, including CP4BT in Bolivia, ZP5KP in Paraguay, and VK44KAI, St. Kitts and Nevis. These were reported by Carl G0SKW on the CDXC Slack alerting system. BA100IARU, a special station celebrating the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union, has been active from Beijing in China and has been worked on 20 metres CW. The station's QRZ.com page provides its real-time updates on which band and operators are working. Most of the DX has been worked on 21, 18 and 14 megs, with the 10-metre band mostly closed due to the summer doldrums. There have not been too many sporadic E openings on the 10-metre band. Instead, most of the sporadic E reports have been on the 6-metre band. The solar flux index has increased, standing at 144 on Thursday, the 29th of May, which is always a good sign. In fact, the solar disk is looking quite healthy at the moment, with spots in both hemispheres. As of last Thursday, the 29th of May, there had been 43 C-class flares over the previous 5 days, as well as 6 more potent M-class events and 1 X-class flare, so the sun is still very active. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will reduce again, perhaps going as low as 110 by Wednesday the 4th of June. It looks as though we're in for a rough ride with unsettled geomagnetic conditions forecast in the coming week. Looking further ahead, the 13th and 14th of June seem to be the worst days when KP index of 5 is forecast. And as usual, a high KP index can result in lowered maximum usable frequencies and aurora-like conditions with a slow recovery. VHF and up, the weather continues to be unsettled in the coming week, especially for northern areas, but with some drier and warmer spells in the south. There does not appear to be strong signs of any tropo success, but there should be a chance of occasional rain scatter on the gigahertz band. Some models suggest we're on the edge of high pressure over the North Sea. Others dive a deep low right across the country. This will resolve itself next week, but for now it's not at all clear which forecast will win through. The prospects for meteor scatter are mostly random, but towards the end of this week, the daytime Arietids will peak to enhance further chances. The sun's auroral alerts keep coming, so it's reasonable to expect the chance of some radio response, such as watery sounding signals on HF, even if we don't go to the full effects on VHF. It's certainly worth watching for those increasing KP values. Sporadic E prospects often burst into life about now, so after a few reasonable 6-metre openings, such as the one into southeast Europe on Wednesday the 28th, make sure you're ready for the first week in June, one of the prime weeks for sporadic E. This is partly due to media input and the fact that the tidal winds in the E region are taking on their summer patterns. The long polar days mean that the low pressure weather patterns are also beginning to affect the northern polar routes to China and Japan across northern Russia, with their possible weather triggers like jet streams. EME path losses are increasing again, moon windows shorten, and peak elevation is falling as the moon declination goes negative again on Wednesday the 4th of June. 144 meg sky noise is low and remains low as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me.